homegrown on the Rock Station 99X. I am Kayla Keys, and as promised, I told you just a few seconds ago that we were going to have Squint on the show, and we did a mad change of bands. Reflections Burn is gone, and we have Squint on the show. My favorite guys, Squint. Dane, Matt, and Christopher in the show from, I think you guys came all the way from Ruston just to see me?
Just to see you.
Oh, goodness. But hey, you guys are going to be coming back because we wanted to have you on the show because for the first time in, what, 4 years?
It's been a while.
You're going to have a new CD coming out.
That's correct.
And it's a live CD.
It is.
All live, completely live. What is the name?
It's called No Do-Overs.
No Do-Overs. That is a CD. And it's going to be CD release party at Flanagan's March 3rd. Mark your dates because one thing is for certain that... Squint's one of the best live bands, and from listening to just a couple of the tracks from the CD, it sounds better than most bands' recorded stuff.
Nice. I like her.
I like her too. She's nice.
And we're gonna debut a track off the live CD really quick, and then we're gonna get back with some more interview stuff and talk about the insert of the CD because I think this is gold. I'm excited to talk about it.
All right.
Okay, we're going to be back within just a second. Right now, debuting on Homegrown, this is Squint Live, and it's Poster Girl, all here on Homegrown Grunge by Flanagan's on The Rock Station, 99X. Squint and Poster Girl, live off the brand new live CD that will be out March 3rd at Flanagan's. The CD is No Do-Overs. And where was that show recorded?
Well, we did three recordings. We did one in, we did two in Shreveport, one in El Dorado.
Mm-hmm.
That track was from El Dorado.
Very cool. They knew the words to the song. That was very impressive.
They do. They're not all on key.
The best is when they think they know the words, but they don't. And it throws Dane off while he's singing, and he sings whatever stupid thing they try to sing.
Hey, that could be a fun little thing. Okay, let's see if we can say this.
Yeah, I mean, when you're singing, occasionally you do, it happens, you forget the words, and you look out at the guy in front of you who's singing along, and he thinks he's going to help you, and he's singing the wrong verse, you follow him, it's a disaster. Luckily, that didn't happen when we were doing the live recording, so.
Well, we've got another song to debut, and unfortunately, that's pretty much all the time that we've got for really quick, but I wanted to go over the insert of the CD. I think it's very cool. You've got like a map of the continental United States and you've got little icons and legends for where you stopped and other things. Now, these are some of the items in the legend. There's the van,
right,
which is, of course, you guys and where you stopped.
Yes.
There's a wrench, and that is for?
Breakdowns and any instance where the van was basically immobilized.
I don't think we got them all.
No, I really don't think. We're still catching things we missed.
Yeah.
Okay, and one of the more interesting items, a roll of duct tape.
Sure. Well, I mean, it's an indispensable band item, and it's actually helped us travel before. When we traveled 60 miles on a duct tape tire because we had no spare left, and so our last tire had detreaded. And we had a roll of duct tape, and our bass player was like, man, let's just duct tape it. Like, that's the stupidest idea I've ever heard in my life. About 15 minutes later, we're duct taping the tire.
And it was the only option. It really was.
It was Sunday. It was Texas.
You break down on Sunday in the Bible Belt, you're screwed.
Yeah.
You know, you're totally screwed. Yeah. So we ended up driving 60 miles. We actually got to Shreveport. Mm-hmm. We were on our way to Ruston. We got to Shreveport Sunday, the middle of the night. We pulled in the Petro station because they were open. And we walked in. We're like, we need a tire. And they said, for what? And we said, well, a van. Like, we don't, you know, we only do commercial vehicles. I'm like, well, we're a rock band. It's commercial. You know, and I'm like, and the guy wasn't going to do it. I'm like, just come out and look. And so he comes out and he looks at it. He's like, oh, my God. He's like, just a minute. He runs around and gets every single truck driver, person who works there, brings them out. He's like, you have got to see this. He brings them all out. It's like a parade by our duct tape tire. Finally, he's like, tell you what, man, you get me a tire, I'll put it on. I'm like, where am I going to get a tire? By this time, it's the middle of the night. He's like, if you go to Walmart, go to the tire section, they're closed, but just tell them you want to buy a tire and bring it back over here, I'll put that tire on. that's what we did, and we made it home.
Yeah, literally, like, in tears. They were laughing so hard at us.
So, Christopher, how many times did you get a I told you so out of that one?
Actually, I wasn't in the band.
Oh, you were in the band tonight. Oh, it was another bass player. Okay, well, I knew you play bass. So that was a way of introducing what Christopher does. He's a bass player, but he was not the inventive with the duct tape.
You should take credit.
I wish I was responsible for that.
Take credit.
He's quite capable
of such genius ideas, though.
He did do a great job on the Ozarka commercial that I've witnessed.
Yeah, YouTube squint Ozarka.
Yeah, that's all we're going to say.
And if you can figure out what Christopher says, you get a bonus prize of something or other. I don't
probably
know.
Therapy.
Oh, wait, I need to put some more of those out. We have more.
Okay, some more of the interesting icons on the legend here. There's is that a swimsuit top or a bra?
Whatever.
We're a rock band.
You get the idea.
Okay, we'll leave it at that. And there's also crutches?
Oh, yeah, injuries I don't want to explain everything, but it's essentially injuries to squint members and stuff like that.
So basically, to understand these, you need to read your travel blog.
Yeah, I mean, the idea, that's we thought about doing this, and we were like, let's not even label the icons.
Yeah, they're not labeled.
If people know, if they either can figure it out or, you know, they can go to the tour journal. If they've been following it, since it's a live record, we kind of thought this is going to be mostly for, you know, serious fans. And so they're going to know the stories for the most part. So they'll get a kick out of that if it's not labeled, and they can kind of piece it together. And I bet this is where they did this or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, if you've been around us, you know, you've been backstage, you've heard a story about a chicken. It just happens. It just happens. And so there's a chicken.
And
you
there's
know?
A chicken on the legend.
So it's simple as that, you know. And if you do read the tour journal, I mean, I think 90% of them will make sense.
Okay, so where can we find the tour journal? Just so we can maybe backtrack.
Squint.com.
Squint.com. Okay.
Squint.com.
Well, I'm going to do some research, and I'm going to find out what every bloody thing does, because I don't know what a lot of this stuff is. So I'm going to find out, and we're going to talk about it on our next Homegrown.
Done.
I'm going to do some research.
Oh, yeah,
we'll have
story.
Other icons by then.
All right, well, we're about to wrap up the show, but we want to go ahead and kind of introduce a song that's going to wrap up the show for us, because It's a unique song. The name of the song is Flustered, and it's on the CD, no do-overs. Explain Flustered for us really quick.
Well, we're a rock band.
Yeah.
And we don't do acoustic songs. even when, you know, huge celebrities like Kayla Keys ask us to do acoustic songs in the studio, we politically dodged it, and but we decided, since we were doing a live record, it seemed like a good time to do it. And we had all the best laid plans to practice things like that. But I lost my voice.
Oh, God.
It seems like anytime something really important is happening.
Something really bad happens.
Yeah, I lose my voice.
Oh, you lose
it's always a huge show, no voice. Recording, when we're recording Tints of Life, no voice. It's just the way it is. And, so we got, as this was approaching, you know, all the press is already done, the promotions are done, everything's out there. I lose my voice.
Oh.
So I ended up getting cortisone shots in the ass.
Well, better place.
Well, I guess that's where they go. I didn't know that.
That's where I found out.
It's a big needle. And anyway, so two nights in a row, I got one in one cheek, one in the other cheek, in order to sing for the show. And as a result of that, Matt and I did not get to practice doing acoustic. So when we got on stage to do the acoustic for the recording,
that recording is the first time we've ever played that song as an acoustic song.
Take one, and it turned out beautifully. We're going to let everybody hear it really quick here in just a second. It will be Flustered.
Yeah, right?
What now?
That was not a quick explanation at all.
Real quick. Let me tell you about my life first.
That's okay. It was deep, and it was something deep, unusual for you guys.
Some Ozarka to drink or something.
It's actually Music Mountain right now.
All right, well, everybody, remember the release party for the CD. I got an exclusive preview of it, and it's mine now. They can't have it back. Fine. It is going to be March 3rd at Flanagan's. Anybody who's else on the lineup?
We have AM Zeros from Dallas, mm-hmm. and a band called Dawn Over Zero from Austin. I don't know how it's the Zero Tour. We're going to call ourselves Squiros. Maybe not.
That
sounds completely
different. That worked on the name.
Okay. Yeah. Secretly Party, March 3rd at Flanagan. Oh, okay. We'll see you all there. Thanks, guys, for coming in for such a little quick part of the show. And anything else you want to wrap up the show with?
Yeah, our name is not Squiro.
It is Squint. Dane, thank you so much. Matt, always a pleasure. And Christopher, thank you guys so much for coming on the show. We're going to wrap it up on Homegrown. It is all brought to you by Flanagan's. Coming up next will be Squint and Flustered, and that'll do it for Homegrown. It's on The Rock Station, 99X. Never after.